You're listening to Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Vermonters will play their part in the presidential primary contest on Town Meeting Day, March 1st. And a new VPR poll conducted by the Castleton Polling Institute shows likely voters favor Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side. Republicans have a more crowded field, but the national frontrunner Donald Trump has the lead here as well. VPR Steve Zinn spoke with some likely Vermont voters.
Have you made up your mind about who you'll support for president?
I have, quite some time ago.
Candidates rise and fall in the polls as voter opinions change, but Joe Bergamo's presidential preference has been set since the start.
I feel that Bernie Sanders is honest, and as far as running a country, it always involves a lot of people. It's a job way too big for one person, and I think starting with someone that has some integrity is the way to begin.
Two-thirds of the VPR poll respondents said they were likely to vote in the Democratic primary, and nearly 80% said they would probably vote for Sanders. Bergamo feels Sanders' integrity would inform his approach to the issues he'd face if elected.
His general attitude about fairness is what I notice, and I think other things will come from that.
Bernie is very liberal, and there are some of his positions that I think lean too far to the left.
Darcy Hamlin isn't exactly in Sanders' column, but she hasn't ruled him out either. Hamlin voted for Sanders for Congress and Senate, and while she believes in a strong social safety net, she's worried about his approach.
I don't believe that we should become a welfare state, and I think sometimes he takes his positions a little bit too far, leaning to the side where the expectation of personal responsibility no longer exists.
Hamlin says she also admires Hillary Clinton for her composure and experience, which adds up to a difficult decision in the March primary.
You know, I think I'm going to make my decision when I walk into the voting booth.
Phyllis Forbes is more certain of her choice. She says Clinton is the most qualified person running.
I've liked her in everything she has done. She does her homework. She's smart. She looks at issues. She takes a measured approach.
While she wouldn't vote for Clinton based strictly on gender, Forbes feels electing a woman president would be significant.
You know, I went to college. I was a political science major. I never thought about entering politics because I was a girl. So when you think about it, what does that do for the country when girls start to say, I can run for president? I think that's very significant.
It's no surprise that VPR's poll results are a departure from national polls in the Sanders-Clinton race. On the Republican side, though, they aren't so much of a departure. Donald Trump leads among likely GOP voters, with just over 33% saying they support him. Last week, a Vermont Edition caller named Robert summed up his support this way.
I voted Democratic last election, and I was in college, and, you know, it was just different stuff going on in that world back then. So now I think Donald Trump is just, he's just right on point with everything that we're trying to get accomplished in this country.
Linda McGinnis says she's not impressed with Trump, but one Republican candidate has emerged as her preference.
The one I like the best is probably one least likely to make it, and that's Ohio Governor John Kasich, who has done wonders with Ohio in this current economy, which is for stunken. He's very self-effacing. He's not calling anyone names and liars and threatening lawsuits or any of that garbage. And I really wish the country was listening more to him.
The VPR poll shows Kasich with 14.1% support from likely Republican voters, just behind second-place Marco Rubio and within the poll's margin of error. But those numbers could change. Among those likely Republican primary voters, more than half said they might change their minds by March 1st. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.